Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. My name is Jen Boisco, and today we're going to explore the philosophy of personalized learning through a unique analogy in hopes to serve as an inspiration as you continue down the road of your own journey. Go ahead and think back to the 1939 classic, The Wizard of Oz. I know it's a weird introductory request, but hear me out. When a tornado rips through Kansas, Dorothy and her dog Toto are whisked away in their house to the magical land of Oz. They follow the yellow brick road toward Emerald City to meet the wizard, and en route they meet a scarecrow that needs a brain, a tin man missing a heart, and a cowardly lion who desperately wants courage. The pack of four and the dog encounter challenges and struggles as they collaborate on this unmarked journey. Perhaps you're now singing, "We're off to see the wizard," or hearing the background music of the flying monkeys, or even chanting, "Lions and tigers and bears, oh my." Maybe you're envisioning Glinda and her wisdom for Dorothy, or wishing for the power to click your ruby red slippers three times and be transported home after a long day's work. While I'm far from a wizard, let's go ahead and travel down this yellow brick road together to explore ways that we as teachers can support students in their golden learning path. And provide choice and voice, all while pushing the rigor button too. Let's click our heels and take on the role of Dorothy. But in our case, we are the teacher embarking a new academic adventure, full of anticipation, excitement, and maybe even a basket full of fear. You will not let any flying monkeys get in your way. If you're listening to this podcast, you've already thought about personalized learning and want to embrace this philosophy maybe for the first time, or in a much deeper way this year. You, just like Dorothy, will travel along the golden road to success. Your goals, or what you see as the present goal, is at the end of the road. You might even be hoping to meet the wizard to find the magical answers of personalized learning. But here you are, looking at Toto thinking, "We aren't in Kansas anymore," as you prepare to deepen your classroom in the cornerstones of personalized learning. Those flying monkey thoughts swirl around your room, taunting you. How will I meet the needs and wants of all of my students? How will I track data and empower students to lead their own conferences? How will I reach the depths of each child holistically and cater to their social-emotional needs? What resources will I use to prepare them for college and careers of the future? In what ways can I design my classroom so that all students can feel safe taking risks, go at their own pace, have a voice in, and love for their learning, in addition to, of course, showing growth and meeting grade level proficiency? Voice and choice and data, oh my! Teachers have so many obstacles to push past, with so many resources and choices to pursue that it seems nearly impossible. Pacing guides, assessments, walkthrough feedback, district resources, web-based products, the list never ends. But you push forward in your own ruby red slippers, in this case, with you and your teaching tools, despite your fears. Along your journey, just like Dorothy, you collect a network along the path, strengthening your will and confidence until you finally meet the wizard at the end of the yellow brick road. So now let's meet the essentials of personalized learning and unpack their impact on our goals. Dorothy first meets Scarecrow, who needed a brain. Your personalized learning adventure also requires brains. But in this case, the idea of mastery learning is the brain. Students need to know the expectations of the classroom and, more importantly, how to collect, track, and monitor the data that drives their learning. Being receptive to feedback through small group instruction and conferences empowers students to invest in their own learning journey. Now, do you remember when the scarecrow got his legs and chest torn off by the flying monkeys? He surely got the stuffing knocked out of him, and he begged his friends to help put him back together. This happens to us all of the time. Because the ideas of mastery learning are extremely intricate, data is flown and thrown at us daily, sometimes even by the minute. As teachers, we often feel like the stuffing of our planning is all over the place. Map data here, TRC data there, anecdotal notes in a binder, exit tickets and quarterly assessments, unit tests, and project-based rubrics. I mean, the amount of data alone is enough to create a tornado of information intimidating enough to take cover and just want to stay safe. But every single piece is important to the cyclone of learning. The data is what allows us to monitor student growth, and it even alerts us to possible threats and dangers. It's the very thing that drives our instruction, our planning, and our relationships with students. Track the details of design in order to monitor student growth. In fact, Scarecrow said it best when he said, "Well, some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?" In other words, we can talk around the storm for days. But without the brains of mastery learning, our instruction will not change and students will not grow. While the cornerstones of personalized learning don't have a hierarchy or carry more weight than the other, mastery learning is rooted deep in the foundation of the philosophy. So let's pick this character up and keep moving. Next, we meet the Tin Man. He was in need of a heart, but poor guy, he was rusty and couldn't move, paralyzed, in fact. Have you ever come across a student, or maybe even yourself at some time, where the work was perfectly designed and the materials were organized and prepared, but the heart just wasn't in it? The motivation, inspiration, and passion were lacking from the equation? Well, that's exactly the case when you push curriculum and content on students who are not personally invested in their learning. The Tin Man is student ownership. Research shows that students who have a voice and choice in the scope of their learning, who they're working or learning for, and how they pursue the process are able to persevere longer and set higher, more ambitious goals. Students with strong ownership can articulate what quality looks like and use those ideas to set goals and monitor progress. Most importantly, they are the drivers of their learning, moving forward because they want to, not out of obligation or compliance, and certainly not with a threat of test scores. While mastery learning is grounded in the brain, student ownership grows from the heart. It's a conscious choice for students to struggle through challenges and direct their own learning, constantly moving forward with their passions and performance. When students lead with their heart, they are intrinsically invested in the work. They moan when the time is over because they don't want to stop. In fact, students who are driven by their own passions crave more information and seek out curiosities more so than students who are not personally invested. What are we teaching kids about learning if knowledge is forced and pushed to pass a test? What message does that send to their future adult selves? As teachers, each and every single one of us, as Dorothy's, went into the education field because we were mesmerized with the sparkle of curiosity in a student's eye, motivated by that warm, fuzzy feeling when we feel success or support success in someone else, or even the joyous feeling when we finally see that learning light bulb click on. Tin Man said, "For brains do not make you happy, and happiness is the best thing in the world." He couldn't be more right. The reason we work hard is to be successful. Success brings happiness in some form or another. And even without success, such as in a time of struggle, happiness is needed. So being smart alone doesn't bring the warm fuzzies. It's the delivery of the learning, the engagement of the activity, and the cognitive demand that creates a momentum to drive a happy heart. If you're wondering how the lion fits in, then wait no more. This trio of triumph can only work together. The lion is the face of courage. He embodies the risk. He lived his life in fear of every obstacle, person, or idea. His what-if anxiety defeated him before the fight even started. We all have something to be afraid of: rejection, failure, disappointment, feedback or observations, uncertainty, judgment of peers, standardized testing. But it is okay to be afraid. Every Dorothy has felt it, and every student has felt it. But courage is the ability to face these fears and not hide from them. We have to take action to conquer the fears we have. Because teachers are the lead learners, we have to take the first step. Be a risk taker. What about your classroom can you revisit to create a spark for learning? Is it your traditional furniture that needs a makeover? Could you increase the intentionality of your morning meetings? Maybe transfer the ownership of data tracking to your students? Have you thought about offering open small group sessions where students can sign up and attend at their own choosing? Perhaps you need to let go of the idea that all students need to be doing the same thing at the same time to reach the same outcome or goal. I mean, would it be crazy to think that students can lead a small group for their peers? What would happen if students could participate in Genius Hour? Maybe it's that your students need to make the choice to take a risk. They may be the ones ready to try something new, you know, to up the ante a little bit. The level of risk depends on what you want to accomplish. What is risky for one teacher is comfort for another. One thing is for sure. If you change nothing, then nothing changes. You can't have comfort and courage at the same time. Courage requires you to step out of your comfort box and try something new, even when you don't know the end result. Speaking of stepping, let's do just that. Let's follow the yellow brick road to the wizard. I mean, gang's all here, right? Mastery learning, student ownership, and risk-taking? Come on, let's go. We're off to see the wizard. Follow the yellow brick road. Wait, did you think I wouldn't follow the parallel with the road too? Yes, even that has meaning. This may actually be one of the most important pieces. Think about it. Each brick, one at a time, lies the stepping stones of the journey. You can only take one step at a time, but only one step is required to move forward. So each yellow brick must be the tools and strategies used in order for students to accomplish mastery while maintaining choice and voice in student ownership. As an educator, there is no doubt that you have multiple tools and strategies ready to pull out at any time that you have collected and developed over the years. And while some of the projects and activities you have collected may be golden, it's the strategic planning of student tasks that pave the road to success. Use these tasks in conjunction with student data to formulate your playlist and pathway structures, just as the brick layer created a clear path for Dorothy to travel down the yellow brick road. Every turn, every cut through was intended, for if she had journeyed a straight line to Emerald City, she wouldn't have encountered Scarecrow, Tin Man, or Lion. Now, as if Glenda the Good Witch waved her sparkly magic wand, you have a strategic and intentional plan of data-driven paths for students to continue their progress independently. Do you really still need the magical wisdom of the Great Oz? No, you don't. You've traveled this far and you've learned along the way. Oz gave nothing to them or you that you didn't have before. There's no magical wish to create what you've discovered on this journey. The wizard said, nothing's impossible if you just put your mind to it. It is not about the destination, but only the journey. The lessons you learn along the way, the failures that have forced reflection, the ideas that sparked curiosity, the what ifs that have turned into why nots. You have an entourage of experts behind you. In fact, they've been there this whole time. You, Dorothy, have always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself. Yeah, Glenda was that smart. All you needed was a little reminding of what you can do and the support that you do have. Say goodbye to flying monkeys and just melt the wicked witch. We have to grow through what we go through. You won't have all the answers right now, and honestly, you're probably going to fail before you find freedom in personalized learning. But that's just the process of any learning. The process is the product. It's the journey, the Great Oz. So that's it. Click your heels 3 times and you'll be transported back to your classroom. You have a lot of work to get started on to clear up the cyclone of data and design that used to be your classroom. Consult your brain, listen to your heart, and take the risk. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Thank you for listening to the CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.